You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, a guest makes the case that a change in property rights could help lift many Native Americans out of poverty.
Now it's time for Wisconsin Life. Here's executive producer Erica Janik.
Mixing the Victorian age with technology and industry, steampunk has taken off in recent years in places you might expect, like Madison and Milwaukee, but also in Lodi, where I went to meet Anita Peterson.
Famously, steampunk avoids a very good definition, and that's part of its charm, is that every single person who does it or sees it has a different definition, and we like it that way. And generally, steampunk is considered to be a Victorian period, so if you were living back in that period, but were thinking futuristically, say like Jules Verne, and you were thinking about going to the moon, well, your major source of power was steam, was coal, or horsepower, like actual horsepower. How would you get to the moon? I would say that it is looking at the past, looking at the future. I've always been pretty creative, but when steampunk came along, it just opened everything up because I could then make things that no one had ever thought of before. What was really nice about that I like about steampunk, or really any crafting for that matter, is it invites you to learn new things. I have had to learn so many things. In fact, I'm taking a welding class later on today so I can learn how to make even bigger things. And that's the impetus for it. I love to make. That's the point for me. Some people get into steampunk. It's all about the persona. It's all about role playing, and that's great. For me, though, it's a vehicle. It's a vehicle for figuring out what my outfit's going to be, what kind of accessories I need. One of my personae is a cartographer, because that year, TeslaCon, we were going to the moon. So I was a lunar cartographer. And that meant, I get to wear an astrolabe, and I have this brass compass, and I have a map tube on my back, and I have my quill. I'm all ready to map the moon. So in the vein of role-playing, but not quite, you'll have steampunk events. And we've had a couple here, a lawn party, which was great. People came, they dressed up in their steampunk outfits, and we played lawn games, and we had entertainments. Now, these aren't reenactments. A lot of people who do steampunk, they know that the Victorian era, for most people, was pretty bad. All those things. You didn't have workers' protections. Racism was a bedrock of the society. Classicism was terrible. Women couldn't do anything. All that stuff. But what's fun is when you take that and switch it around to kind of show up the things that were bad about then and the things that are good about now. When you have a person, say, who's African American, and their persona is as, you know, this fantastic Duke. Steampunks, they tend to be in the southern part of the state. Madison has a big one. Milwaukee has a big one. And then there are smaller ones. Lodi is probably one of the most successful smaller ones, only because we just keep on doing things. Actually, a lot of them like to do steampunk invasions, which is where we all dress up in our finery and we go somewhere. A restaurant, a museum. There was an event where we went shopping, antiquing in Milton, and there were 14 of us looking, you know, crazy. People love it!
Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life on our website, wisconsinlife.org, and on Facebook. I'm Erica Janik.
Staying in the steampunk world, we're joined now by Eric Larson, who is in the Wisconsin steampunk community. He's better known there as Lord Hastings Robert Bobbins III. He's the chairman of the graphic design program at Madison Media Institute and also founder of TeslaCon. Eric, welcome to Central Time.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Well, as we just heard, Eric, steampunk is hard to pin down with an exact definition, but for someone who's never encountered it, how would you describe it?
It's the one question I'm asked most often and the one question that can change most often. I've seen examples where it's a three-page what is it, and I've heard the meme, or seen the meme, I should say, on Facebook that says, just tell them it's the Wild Wild West and everyone will get it. It's basically, I guess it's, to me, what it is, it's not reenacting as like a Civil War or World War II type of thing, but it's reenacting the Victorian age in sort of a sci-fi manner. If you were to think about what would happen if we had technology that was 50, 80 years ahead of where they were, but it was done with steam, pistons, cogs and gears, lots of oil, very much, I almost want to say Chitty Chitty Bang Bang kind of creation. That's steampunk at its essence. It's makers creating things, building things that never happened, but look real, feel real, and act as though it's a normal thing. So, yes, you could have an automaton. You don't have a robot, but you have an automaton that uses punch cards to go get your breakfast every morning. And that's what it basically is. People either writing, creating, drawing, sewing, or, quote, making items that could fit in this type of world. And then we all get together and show them off, basically.
How big is the steampunk community in Wisconsin?
Well, my belief would be Milwaukee has probably at least 75 to 125 members on and off, depending. Madison probably has a good 75 people. If you take the surrounding areas, probably about 100, 125 also. And then you have places like Lodi. There are smaller groups up in La Crosse. Probably 20 to 30 people. Northeastern Wisconsin by Green Bay and up there, there's about 20 or so. And then they're sort of scattered all through. I would say, to be on the safe side, probably a good 400 to 500 people statewide are really into it. But with my convention, we get people from around the world. So I can't, and we get them from every state. So it's hard to say it's just a local thing because we pull people in from everywhere, almost, well, we've had every state represented and at least 28 different countries now. So it's okay here. Out east on the eastern seaboard, it's huge, gigantic.
And Eric, you mentioned TeslaCon, the convention you founded. What happens if the uninitiated walked in? What would they see? What kind of events would be going on?
Well, it's not a normal convention. It's... I worked on the Star Wars movie for 4 years, the re-releases in licensing and advertising, and I worked with Disney and Warner Brothers, so I got to meet a lot of people. And one of the things I decided was if we do something like this, we have to, my partner in this, Brian, we both decided we have to do something different. We're not just going to have people come and sit in panels and then walk out. It has to be more entertaining. So if you take a bit of the Renaissance Fair attribute, which is the immersion part, and we do that with steampunk characters, and we put that into a convention, but we add all types of things. We add the fashion show. This year we're doing dirigible racing. We're doing splendid teapot racing, which where people redesign RC cars with teapots on them, and you have to go through these maneuvers. We're going to be having Evil Minion Olympics, which is just, I mean, and it's for all the bad guys, and we have our bad guys and our good guys. The fun thing about it is, for me, two of my characters, we created Practicus, who's our, Dr. Practicus is the evil guy with the twirly mustache and that, and Captain Reinhard Krieger, who's like my captain of all my ill-fated ships, they both were voted favorite characters a couple years ago in one of the steampunk papers. So our actual characters are now known just as much as the convention, which I think is sort of funny. But they all have their followings.
And yours, you're one of these characters with a following,
and
right?
I never planned to be. I just planned to run the convention, sort of be the, hi, here I am at the beginning, hi, here I am at the end. And I've been sucked into it. And, you know, I have to, I am the bumbling, kind-hearted Prime Minister of England at this point, who I sort of take it off a little off Colonel Crittenton from Hogan's Heroes and a couple other really ill-fated, really bad stereotypical Englishmen. I just talk like this. Oh, good Lord. Oh, my. I need tea immediately. You know, like that. And I'm always befuddled because if something is horrible, the only thing that can save me is Earl Grey. So, and people like it. I mean, they get a kick out of it. There's a running gag where the captain never is allowed strawberry ice cream, and I'm always, you know, I have strawberry ice cream. And it's like, you do? But you can't have any. Oh, you know, and then he'll pout, and then the audience laughs. And we're doing a lot of, we're getting more into sight gigs. This year we go to Paris, which is sort of fun. So the whole theme is Paris in 1886. We're having a scientific exhibition, and so we're going to have makers show their evil wares, their good wares. It's fun. And then all kinds of stuff that's French in theme. And each of the years is, I plan everything out 3 years in advance, but the first year was just a general, we're in a dirigible. Second one, we, 20,000 Leagues Under the Ether. We did A Journey to the Moon. We've done the Congress of Steam. That's about the largest one we had. That was about 1,615 people. So it was a lot of people from around the world came to that one. We did Journey to the Center of the Earth with dinosaurs. We did the Old West, and now we're doing France because why not? So.
And Eric, before we let you go, I got to ask, if I show up at one of these things and I'm not wearing, you know, goggles or monocles or some kind of costume, am I going to look like an idiot?
No. There, just to let everybody know, we do have the biggest dealer's room of any convention, and they carry everything. So if you wanted to buy something, the best way I can describe it to people really quick, you wear like a white Oxford shirt, black or tan pants, and a vest. If you can do that, you'll probably fit in pretty good. We're not going to tell anyone to leave if they aren't dressed up. We never have. But it's easy.
Yeah. It sounds like a lot of fun. Thank you so much for joining us and telling us about it.
Well, you're welcome. And if anyone's interested in TeslaCon, it's just TeslaCon.com. So thank you so much.
That was Eric Larson, founder of TeslaCon. We've been talking about the steampunk community in Wisconsin.
Coming up, we talk to a writer who says one of the ways to fix poverty and inequities in Native American communities is by giving more property rights to people living on reservations. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Veronica Rickert. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Stay.